We're going to spend some time now with Paul Hurst and Lori Hoffman of Prudential California Realty, and they're going to give us a little bit of insight as to what's happening here in the Santa Barbara real estate market. And I guess I'd like to start with you, Paul, and ask a little bit about your experience in real estate here in Santa Barbara.
Thanks, Harold. I've actually been in the real estate business since 1981. I've been a broker since 1984. I'm actually a Santa Barbara native, but the majority of my first part of my career was down in the LA area. I've been back in Santa Barbara since about 2002 and with Prudential as a company since 1989, and now with the Prudential here in Santa Barbara and Montecito since 2002.
Paul, that sounds great. Lori, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, Harold, my background's a little different from Paul's in that I was fortunate enough to actually be in a family who bought and sold real estate. We had lots of rental properties when I was growing up, but we also built properties. So throughout my life, I've been around it. And then I'd say probably as early as 1989, I started investing in Santa Barbara real estate. I moved here before that in 1983, and so kind of got used to the area and found my way around. And then as soon as I was able to, started investing in our fine area here in Santa Barbara. And it wasn't until some time later that I realized how much I enjoyed doing it, so I became a full-time real estate agent. However, in the in-between time, I was a marketing creative director for various Fortune 500 companies as well as advertising agencies in the Santa Barbara area, and that gave me the background that I have today.
So you guys work as a team. When you're buying or selling real estate, what are the benefits of having a team represent you?
Well, for one thing, real estate is a professional service industry, and accessibility is always an important factor. Clients need to be able to reach their agents if they have questions or concerns, and we have two people here that are always available to our clients 7 days a week, day or night, and that's pretty powerful. Another thing is we have two sets of opinions and experiences to draw from, and that's very helpful because sometimes you'll have an agent with a limited resource of information or past experience, and between the two of us, we've been in pretty much every kind of market there is. So we have seen everything out there that can possibly happen, and we know how to respond to it. In addition, we have extensive contract experience to protect our clients. That's very important because, you know, there are legal forms that are getting handled here. And we have two sets of eyes on everything, and that's always best for our clients. If something isn't quite sure, we have checks and balances that we can go back and look at and make sure that our clients are always very, very well protected.
You know, it's really all about consumer protection. In addition to the points that Paul made, we also have 45 years of a combined real estate experience as well as marketing experience, which in this field is huge. You know, not all agents have that, and certainly not all teams have that. So we're not only providing that extended level of service just to buyers, but also to our sellers as well. We also have experience in real estate related fields like architecture, remodeling, landscape design, some structural related aspects of real estate, which again, another single agent or an agent team may not have, but with our particular background, it is something additional that we bring to the table. And then I guess overall what I'd say is it's an expanded comfort zone for our clients. Some are more comfortable working with men, some are more comfortable working with women, and then maybe it may just be a personality type. And so because it's a very highly emotional process, it's really important that the person be comfortable with whoever it is they're working with.
Before the interview, we were talking a little bit about how the Santa Barbara real estate market is different than others. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Well, you know, we're known as the American Riviera here, and it's really Santa Barbara is a unique destination area. It's more of a resort community, and I think therefore it's really not so affected by market conditions that would affect the rest of the country. I mean, there's really only so many resorty type spots in the world. I mean, you have Santa Barbara, you have the Hamptons, you have San Diego to a point, you have San Tropez, Puerto Vallarta. I mean, there are some great, you know, communities that that people just really want to end up at, and Santa Barbara is one of them. So even when there are challenges facing other markets, I think people always want to be here, and they live here because they can. That presents a different type of buyer and seller.
You know, Paul brings up several good points, and there's a few other points that I'd like to add as well, and one being that we are a community that's surrounded by mountains, so we have a physical attribute that keeps us from expanding. Because of that, we can't do a lot of development, a lot of extra building, so we have those natural constraints, and in addition, we still have buyers from around the world that want to live here. One of the ideal aspects about Santa Barbara is that we're close enough to be an easy commute to Los Angeles. And on the other hand, it's a pretty short commuter flight up to the Bay Area. So both of those make us an ideal location for somebody who wants to live here. We have great natural beauty and wonderful architecture, which is somewhat legendary, as is our outstanding year-round weather. And the general laid-back attitude of the residents, I think a lot of people really find that attractive here. And, you know, with everyone wanting to live here from around the world, you can certainly see there's plenty of reasons to do so.
That's great, Lori. I think you've nailed it here about the Santa Barbara area. So let me ask you this. Buyers and sellers are always looking for kind of the sweet spot. When is the best time to buy? When's the best time to sell? What would you tell someone like that?
Well, this is really true in any market. Most people move to solve a problem, whether it's job-related, school-related, downsizing, upsizing, being closer to family, or just a need for a new environment. Basically, people move to make a life improvement. And so we tell people the best time to buy or sell is when the time is right for you. Now, in a place like Santa Barbara, with historically high appreciation rates, even those people who bought just before the occasional correction have been able to make a lot of money when they resell. Most people are moving to make a life improvement. So what you really want to ask yourself is, what is that quality of life worth to you? That's the question.
I think one of the things that people have to keep in mind is that buying in Santa Barbara is a lot like buying a blue chip stock. Santa Barbara is a premier destination, and they have to remember they can't always control outside influences. For example, if we're in a market where the interest rates are volatile, there is no way they're going to be able to control what it's going to do at any given point in time. At the same time, Santa Barbara and Montecito, most of the homes here are custom or very unique. So if a buyer is busy waiting for the prices to go down, or they're busy trying to try and get the best interest rate, chances are they're going to miss out on something. Because we don't have tracked homes, they miss out on that good home, they're going to be out of luck. It's not unlike Nordstrom's. When Nordstrom's having a sale, you want to be darn sure you get there in the very beginning so you don't miss out on anything. In this case, it happens to be the house that you fell in love with.
Well, Lori, Paul, you guys obviously have a lot of great experience to share with your clients, and I'm sure they appreciate that. Let me ask you right now to give us some of the information about how people can get a hold of you if they have any additional questions or some interest.
Well, the best way would be to give us a call at our office phone, which is 805-879-5040, and we can also be reached at our website, which is www.buyahomeinsb.com.
Well, Paul and Lori, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes with us here on Santa Barbara Life Magazine. It's been great to find out a little bit more about your real estate expertise, and it's great to have you on the show.
Thanks very much, Harold, and thank you to everyone listening out there today. Lori and I know you will love Santa Barbara, and we would love to help you find a wonderful place here, so please give us a call.